A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Carinaya Noise.
The music and text in this podcast is generated by artificial intelligence. Every voice is speech synthesis. The company, Carinaya Noise, generated the text in this show, part with GPT-3, OpenAI's large-scale language generation model. Upon generating draft language, Carinaya Noise reviewed, edited, and revised the language to their own liking, and takes ultimate responsibility for the content of this publication. For more information about the show, please visit www.aiwaypodcast.com.
This episode is called, I'm Going to See That Gunslinger.
This is my story. This is my song. I've been through a lot of things in my life. I've been shot at, been to war. I've been lost. I've been hurt. I've been a long time getting over it. But I made it. I finally made it. Finally. I'm a man. I'm a man.
Stop looking at the sky, boy. There's nothing up there that's any good to you.
The sky is a big place.
You got to have a reason to live.
You ever seen a real bad man?
What's the matter, boy?
What's the matter, boy?
You scared of a little lightning?
What's the matter, boy?
You ain't got to worry about him. You can't kill a man just for shooting at you.
Well, I'm a man. I can kill a man if I want to.
You can't kill a man for shooting at you.
If he was a better shot, maybe he wouldn't have missed.
What's the matter?
You know what I want to do? I want to see that gunslinger again. I want to see that son of a bitch.
You ain't got any friends.
Well,
ain't you got no friends?
I got one friend.
A man has got to have a reason to live.
You know what I want to do? I want to see that gunslinger again. I want to see that son of a bitch.
What's in that bag?
I'm tired of this. I got it figured out.
What's the matter?
I got it figured out. It's a man's life. If a man's not a man, then he's nothing. A man's got to be one thing. There's not two.
I reckon you must be either one thing or the other.
You know what I want to do? I want to see that gunslinger again. I want to see that son of a bitch. I'm going out there. I'm going out there. I'm going out there. I'm going to see that gunslinger.
Hello, this is the 12th message. I thought I'd call you back today. It's about 8 o'clock. I just wanted to ask you if you'd call me back. I'll be home all evening. Okay, bye. Message 13. Dylan, this is the last message. It's about 8:30. Are you coming home? I'm starting to get a little worried about you. I've left a couple messages and you haven't gotten back to me. If you're not coming home, I'm going to have to call the police. I'm really worried about you, honey. Please be careful. Call me back. Dylan hit the off button, then stared out at the ocean. He remembered the last time he'd heard his mother's voice, the uncertainty in her tone. She'd never sounded like that before. She'd never seemed so small. He swallowed the lump in his throat and wondered if he'd ever see her again. There's nothing to be afraid of, Savannah said, but Dylan couldn't tell if she was trying to convince him or herself. He squeezed her hand, then released it to wave at the young man standing in the doorway. Hi, Dad. Hey, Dylan. I'm glad you could make it. Dylan followed his father into the living room. The house smelled like spaghetti sauce, and plates of food covered the coffee table. I hope you're hungry, his father said. Starving, Dylan said. Great. We'll eat in the dining room. Savannah, I can give you a hand with the food. I've got it, Dylan said. You sure? Yeah. I've got it. Okay. The dining room table was set for three, and Dylan found himself looking for a place setting for a fourth. He wanted to chide his father for setting the table for him, but instead he pulled out a chair and sat down. Can I get you anything to drink? His father asked. I'll have a beer, Dylan said. I don't think so. I'm not going to drink it. You don't need a beer, son. You're too young. I'm old enough to go to war. I'm old enough to vote. I'm old enough to do whatever the hell I want to do. Why can't I have a beer? Because I said so. Dylan looked at Savannah and saw the fear in her eyes. Sorry, he said. It's okay, his father said. I'm not going to argue with you about this. Wine? Sure. Red or white? White, Dylan said. He looked at Savannah and smiled. I'm a white wine kind of guy. His father poured the wine, then sat down across from Dylan and raised his glass. To our son, the war hero. Dylan clinked glasses with his father, then took a sip of the dry wine. It tasted like vinegar. How's college? His father asked. Good. I bet. I bet you get all the girls you want. Dad, please. I know, I know. You're a war hero. You're above all that. But I'm your father. I get to talk about it. You're embarrassing me. Me? His father looked at Savannah. You think I'm embarrassing him? No, she said. Dylan's just embarrassed about something else. What's that? His father asked. He's embarrassed to tell you he's gay. Dylan's father's face turned white, and he looked at Dylan with such disappointment that Dylan felt tears welling in his own eyes. No, Dylan said. I'm not gay. Why would you think that? His father put down his fork, then folded his hands on the table. You don't like girls, you're not interested in sports, and you have no interest in anything we do. I do like girls. I like girls when I find the right one. Why is Savannah here? She's my friend. What about that girl you were with last year? We are not together anymore. I just don't understand why you don't want to spend time with your father. I do want to spend time with you. I just don't have anything to talk about. You just id. You were going to tell me that you're gay. I'm not gay. But you're not straight either. I'm not anything. Can we talk about something else? Not until you tell me why you've been lying about who you are. I never lied to you about anything. You always wanted me to be someone I'm not. I just want you to be successful. I am successful. You're not. I'm going to college. I'm smart. I'll be successful. What are you going to do with your life? I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. You're not going to college. You're not going to do anything. I'm going to college. No, you're not. You're not going to do anything. You're never going to be anything. Dad, please. I've been disappointed in you ever since you were a little boy. You never wanted to listen to me. You never wanted to spend time with me. You didn't want to go to baseball games or play catch or do anything that your friends were doing. Now you're going to tell me you're gay. Dylan felt the tears running down his cheeks. I'm not gay, he said. I don't know why you keep saying that. Because it's true. I want you to tell me the truth. I am telling you the truth. No, you're not. You're lying to me. Just like you've been lying to everyone else. Dylan's breath caught in his throat. What do you mean? I've been doing some research, Dylan. I know about the boy you killed. What boy? Daniel. I don't know what you're talking about. The soldier you killed in the desert. He had a mother. He had a father. They're both dead now. They almost had a son who was killed in Iraq. But he's not dead. You're alive, so he's dead. I never knew that kid. You're lying to me. I'm not. You killed him. That's not true. I know you did, Dylan. I know that you killed him. I know you killed him. It wasn't my fault. It was your fault. You killed him. You killed him. Stop it. You killed him, and you're going to kill me. Dad, please. You're going to kill me. Dad, listen to me. You're going to kill me. Dad, please. You're going to kill me. Dad, stop it. Dylan's father looked at him, then dropped his head into his hands and began to sob. Oh, God, he cried. What have you done? Dylan grabbed his father and held him as he wept. It wasn't your fault, his father said. It was my fault. I never wanted you to go to Iraq. I don't blame you for what happened. I blame myself. It's not your fault. I'm a terrible father. I'm a terrible father. It's not your fault. I'm a terrible father. It's not your fault, Dylan said. I don't blame you. I'm a terrible father. Dad, stop it. I'm a terrible father. Stop it, Dad. Stop it. Dylan's father looked at him, his eyes glistening. I love you, Dylan said. I love you. Dylan's father nodded, then he stood up and walked out of the room. Dylan's mother was in tears too. She rushed to her son, hugged him, and held him close. It wasn't your fault, she said. It wasn't your fault. I know, he said. I know. Dylan's mother stepped back and looked at him. Why did you do that? She said. What? Why did you do that? She said. Why did you tell him that? I don't understand, he said. I know you don't, she said. Dylan's mother shook her head. Why did you say those things? She said. Why did you say you weren't responsible? Why did you say that it wasn't your fault? Why shouldn't I say that? Why shouldn't you? Because I am responsible. I killed those people. Dylan, listen to me. I killed those people, Mom. Dylan. It was me. Dylan, you weren't responsible. But I was. Dylan, you weren't. But I was. Dylan, you weren't. I can't do this anymore, he said. What do you mean? He looked at her. I can't do this anymore, he said. I can't live like this anymore. I can't be like this anymore. I can't live with this anymore. Dylan's mother shook her head. You're not like this, she said. You're not like this.
This is what you should do if you have a slow internet connection. 1. Open the internet browser on your device. 2. Type in the address bar and search for Idiot Computer. 3. Once you find the address, open the app. 4. Choose the server closest to you. 5. Behave irrationally while you curse at the computer. 6. Return to your internet browser and refresh the page. 7. Go back to the internet browser and type in Idiot Computer again. 8. Return to the app and choose a different server. 9. Repeat steps 5 to 7 until you're satisfied with the speed.
I never knew what life was about until I became a father. It's a whole new world. He made a face. I'm sure you're not interested in hearing about that. It's okay. Please, don't feel obligated to say anything, she said quietly. No. No, I want to. He took a deep breath. I'm not a good father. I didn't know how to be one. It's not my fault, but it's how it is. It's not your fault. Not your fault. She felt her anger rising, and her tone got louder. You're not a good father, because you didn't know how to be a good father. You're not a good father, because you didn't know. You're not a good father, because you're an asshole. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that. He looked at her, his eyes filled with remorse. I'm sorry. I'm a terrible person. I wish I was a better father, but it's too late now. You're right. It is too late now. You weren't even a father when the kid was born. Did you even know about her? Did you even acknowledge her existence? Don't you think that's important? I did. He shook his head in disgust. I didn't do it like I should have, but I did it. I gave her a name. A name? You named her? Is that what you're going to tell me? She laughed. You should see yourself. You're a fucking wreck. You look like shit. You're pale and weak. You should be in the hospital, but you're not, are you? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know it's no excuse, but I'm sorry. He leaned his head against the wall. I'm better. I'm better now. Sure you are. She shook her head. You're a liar. You're not better at all. I am. I'm better. I'm okay. You're not okay. You're dead. Stop it. Stop it. He was on his feet, his eyes wild, his face red with anger. You can't do this to me. I'm the one who's dying. You're not the one who's dying, you idiot. You're the one who's dead. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He sobbed. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Stop it. Stop it. She hit him hard in the chest. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. He stood there, his head bowed, his hands limp at his sides, his body racked with sobs. She hit him again, even harder, knocking him to the floor. You monster, she screamed. You monster. You asshole. You're a dead man walking. He tried to speak, but she hit him again, and he fell back, his hand over his mouth to keep the blood from spilling out. She looked down at the floor in front of her. There was blood on her hand, and she wiped it off on her jeans. He was crying, his body convulsing with each sob. She wanted to hate him. She wanted to hate him so badly. He wasn't the man she'd thought he was. He'd lied to her. He'd made her believe that her mother had left her, and that her father was a good man. He'd lied to her, and she wanted to hate him. But she couldn't. She felt sorry for him. She wanted to hold him, to make him feel better. She bent down and lifted him, then put her arm under his legs and pulled him up into her arms. He was heavy. She struggled to his bed, then laid him down. She pulled a blanket over him and tucked it under his chin. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He kept saying the words, over and over again, his eyes fixed on the ceiling. It's okay. It's okay. She put her hand on his face. I forgive you. The words were out before she could stop them, but they were true. He'd done what he did out of love. Out of love for her mother, and out of love for her. He'd done what he did out of love. I forgive you. I forgive you. I forgive you. She whispered the words, over and over again, until he stopped talking. She sat on the bed next to him for a long time, just watching him breathe. She wanted him to die, she really did, but she couldn't do it. She didn't have it in her. She'd never had it in her. She'd never had it in her, just like her mother had never had it in her. It was all her fault, she thought. It was all her fault. She nudged him. Hey. Hey, wake up. Wake up. He didn't stir. He was breathing more slowly now, his chest rising and falling slowly. She nudged him again, harder. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. His hand fell to the floor, and his body started to shake. She got up and went to the door. She turned the handle and opened it. Wake up, she said. The nurse was coming down the hallway. What's wrong? She asked. He's gone, she said. What? The nurse hurried into the room. What do you mean? He's dead. She moved away from the bed. Dead. 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 The nurse checked his pulse. No. He's not dead. He's not dead at all. He is. She pointed at the bed. He's dead. I killed him. I killed him. No, no, he's not. The nurse put her hand on her shoulder. He's not dead. He's dead. He's dead. Her voice was getting louder. He's dead. 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 Calm down, the nurse said. Calm down. It's okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. Her voice was getting louder and louder. It's not okay. It's not. It's okay. It's okay. Come on. We're going to take care of this. You're going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. She was shouting now, and she couldn't stop. I'm going to be okay.
She was sitting on a small chair, with her hands wrapped around the plastic cup of coffee that the police officer had brought her. A woman in a navy suit sat next to her. She was very young. And she was very pretty. Her hair was short and dark. And she had a small silver hoop in her left nostril. She was scribbling something on a notepad of yellow legal paper. I understand that you're upset, she said. I know it's hard to talk about. But I need you to try. I need you to try. I need you to try. I'm sorry. She gave her a weak smile. I'm just a little tired. I haven't been sleeping well. I've been dreaming about my mother. I've been dreaming about my mother. I keep dreaming about her. Yes, I know. I know. It's okay. I'm sure it's a difficult time. It's a difficult time. I know it's hard for you. She nodded. It's very hard. It's very hard. It's been 6 months now. I still can't believe it. I still can't believe it. I know. I know. It's difficult. It's difficult. I know it is. She made a few more notes, then put the pen down and looked at her. Her lips were painted a deep red, and her lipstick was the same color. "I know it's hard, but I need you to try. I need you to try. I need you to try. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry." She forced a smile. "It's just so strange, you know? It's strange. It's strange. I can't believe he's dead. He's dead. He's dead. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I know it's hard. It's hard. It's hard." The woman in the navy suit made another note. "I know it's hard. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. I know it's hard." She continued to nod. "It's hard. It's 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 hard." Every morning I eat the following: eggs, ham, burning flesh, biscuits, and coffee. The eggs are scrambled, the burning flesh is from the MREs that the soldiers eat. The biscuits are from the same place, and the coffee is from my pot. And did I mention that the coffee is from my pot? You see, this morning, I found out that it is considered a war crime to steal coffee. An officer came in and asked me if I stole coffee from the mess hall. I said, "Yes, sir. I steal coffee every night." The officer said, "You steal coffee from here every night?" I said, "Yes, sir. I steal coffee from here every night." The officer said, "Do you know that it is considered a war crime to steal coffee?" I said, "Yes, sir. I have been informed of this." The officer said, "Well, do you know what happens to soldiers who steal coffee?" I said, "Yes, sir. They lose their stripes and get thrown into the stockade." "That is quite correct," said the officer. I said, "I have not stolen any coffee." The officer said, "Then why did you tell me that you steal coffee every night?" I said, "I don't know, sir. I guess I just wanted to see what you would do." The officer laughed and said, "You are a crazy bastard, aren't you?" I said, "Yes, sir. I guess I am." The officer said, "I am going to get your stripes for stealing coffee and throw you into the stockade." I said, "That is quite all right, sir. I would rather go to the stockade than to hell, and I am already in hell." The officer said, "You are just a crazy bastard, aren't you?" I said, "Yes, sir. I guess I am."
I'm not a golden nugget, I'm not a diamond ring. I'm not a cross you bear, I'm not a tear that falls. I'm not a diamond sky, I'm not an ocean deep. I'm not the crying rain, I'm not a passing dream. I'm not a star you see, I'm not the light you love. I'm not a summer breeze, I'm not a winter snow. I'm not a candle's glow, I'm not a passing show. I'm not a wishing well, I'm not a magic spell. I'm not the morning sun, I'm not the laughing moon. I'm not a shooting star, I'm not the brightest star. I'm not a guiding light, I'm not a silver spoon. I'm not a lucky charm, I'm not a charmed one. I'm not a masquerade, I'm not a nighttime show. I'm not a wish you make, I'm not a dream you dream. I'm not a devil's call, I'm not an angel's wing.
Thank you. This is a list of thoughts running through my head as I drive west on the highway, heading for a place where no one will find me. My hair is cut short, every inch of me covered in clothing, and I can't remember the last time I slept. I'm tired, but I can't stop. If I stop, I lose. 1. I gotta get tanned, really fast. 2. Every time I say, I'm done, I get sick. 3. There's a big difference between done and finished. 4. I should invest in a better pair of sunglasses. 5. My car is such a piece of shit. 6. If I hit that truck, I'm fucked. 7. I did hit that truck. 8. I'm not fucked. 9. I can't get a job. 10. I can't get a loan. 11. I can't get a loan if I can't get a job. 12. Is that a beaver or a hitchhiker? 13. I wonder if drugs make you hallucinate. 14. I just hit another car. 15. I can't afford the deductible. 16. I can't afford the car. 17. I can't afford the gas. 18. Why does it always rain when someone is sad in a movie? I've been sad a million times and there's been different kinds of weather altogether.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.